WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
There's high school football action today. And in eight-player football this afternoon, North Crawford beat Monticello by a score of 52-0, and Wisconsin Heights beat DeSoto 52-12. A couple of local scores to pass along from last night. Ithaca went 5-0 on the season as they dominated Cashton by a score of 42-7 yesterday evening. Also, Richland Center lost to New Glarus by a score of 20-8. It was River Ridge over Riverdale by a score of 39-0 as well. And on Thursday, there was cross-country action going on at Crunch Sage Park in Boscobel. And in girls' varsity team scores, a couple local teams participated, Richland Center and River Valley. And in girls' action, Richland Center took 6 overall in team action. And those that placed include Grace Fretz at 14th with a time of 29.6. Also, Pearl Fretz placed 18th with a time of 20.57.8. Rachel Waterfall placed 27th with a time of 54. And Shanice Anderson placed 44th with a time of 24.27.8. And Elizabeth Wertzma got 46. She came in with a time of 24.52.7. Also in girls, it was River Valley placing 8th overall. Brielle Grant placed 13th with a time of 20.08.8. Molly Mace, 21st with a time of 21.26.1. Evelyn Triplin at 47th with a time of 24.58.4. Lucy Spahn came in 53rd with a time of 26.19.1. And Grace Morey with a time of 29.39.2. In boys, Richland Center placed fourth place. And those that placed include Ryan Stadler in seventh place with a time of 16.47.8. Clayton Lee, ninth with a time of 16.54.1. Kirsten Culver, 25th with a time of 18.07.1. Dane Schwartz placed 33rd with a time of 18.36.6. Mike Meyer, 36th with a time of 18.43.7. Ethan Hady had placed 41st with a time of 18.55.5. And Connor Montz placed 68th with a time of 21.45.2. And River Valley placed 11th in boys cross country on Thursday. Coming in 29th, it was Jackson Thatcher with a time of 18.27.2. Bryce Ferguson, 47th, with a time of 19.44. Bennett Woodhouse, 66th, with a time of 21.27.8. Isaac Limix came in 69th place with a time of 21.57.3. And Dylan Kane came in 70th, I should say, with a time of 22.13.8. The Milwaukee Brewers, but the Wisconsin Badgers did not play today. They had the day off, but there was a few Big Ten scores to pass along. First of all, Ohio State beat Marshall by a score of 48-14. It was Indiana over Charlotte, 52-14, and Maryland beat Villanova by a score of 38-20. Also in WIAC action, it was Michigan Tech beating Oshkosh by a score of 44-7. Bethel over Eau Claire, 51-30. River Falls beat Greenville by a score of 66-7. Platteville, 42. Wabash, 21. And Mary Hardin Baylor over Wisconsin Whitewater, 35-17. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. came off the injured list and hit a tie-breaking homer in the sixth inning as the Arizona Diamondbacks bounced back after blowing a four-run lead and beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4 last night. The Diamondbacks moved into the sole possession of the NL's second wildcard spot by taking a one-game lead over the New York Mets. The Atlanta Braves are 3 games behind the Diamondbacks and 2 games behind the Mets. Arizona's Ketel Marte hit his 33rd homer and also doubled, and William Contreras and Garrett Mitchell hit back-to-back homers, and Joey Ortiz also went deep for the Brewers. And you can hear the broadcast of tonight's game in game three of the 4-game series, with the pregame starting at 5:35 and the first pitch at 6:10. And you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love is still listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with Tennessee as he continues his recovery from a knee injury. Love has been practicing on a limited basis of the last 3 days after sitting out of the Packers' 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. And you can hear Packer action tomorrow right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. The pregame will start at 10 with kickoff at noon. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.